Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Look who's here.
Brought to you by Schwertner Farm and Ranch, Prime Bank of Texas, and Precision Camera and Video. It's Jimmy Carter. Morning.
Hey, good morning. I had to get out a lot yesterday and listen to Vanderbilt people.
Oh, no.
Man, you think they'd won the Super Bowl. They are chopping up that goalpost and selling it for as much as $4,000 a piece, and they're sold out. You can't get any more of it.
You know what they're doing with the money, allegedly?
Oh, paying off the fine.
The $100,000 fine to the SEC. Yeah. You know, usually you can go, time will go on and you protest it and then they negotiate. And then about 2 years from now, you pay them $30,000 and they go, that's usually the case.
No, that's your old conference. That's not the SEC.
not in the big SEC.
I didn't hear the quarterback saying he thinks he's one of the better quarterbacks in the country and he wants to win the national championship. So yeah, he's been a little salty.
I gave him an Aristotle quote because they're very highbrow down there, and I posted it yesterday. I said, from Aristotle, one swallow hardly doth a spring make.
Good point. It's good.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, when somebody's got you down, quote a little Shakespeare.
Well,
Aristotle, go for Aristotle.
Jimmy, you remember the quarterback at the game. First thing he did was thank God, and then he dropped an F-bomb like 10 seconds
later. I couldn't
believe
that.
And they let it fly.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, without him, he's given us the opportunity. Oh, by the way, F-word. Like, wow.
Yeah,
Mom and Dad are proud.
Those people this week. All right, moving on to the bigger and bigger things today. This is you're landlocked there in Austin, and it doesn't affect people like it does on the coast, like it does in Houston or Corpus or New Orleans or Tampa. And they've got the bejesus scared out of them in the Tampa-St. Petersburg area today. This hurricane went from nothing to a Category 5 in like a day and a half or something. And the pressure, if you follow those kind of things, was in the 800 area last time I looked. And then it's going back down now to a 4. Well, back down, but, that's from a crazy 5 or even higher, high 5. And they've told people simply, this is if you are in St. Petersburg, Madeira Beach, which is right there, beautiful beaches. If you've never been to those beaches, they're very beautiful. If you stay here, you will die. And that's pretty clear from the Weather Service, the Hurricane Center.
Well, as early as yesterday, I was saying I-4, 75, they were showing videos and pictures there. People were really heating. They were getting out early yesterday. It's not due in until tomorrow night.
They just got hit 2 weeks ago. Some of these people over in Pinellas County is the county closest to the water. If you're looking at the Tampa, you see the Tampa, that's Hillsborough County. And then you see the airport. And then to the left on the map of that is Pinellas County. That's where the Phillies have their training camp. If you've ever been there, that's where the Tampa Bay Rays play.
That's Port Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
And by the way,
telling people to get out because these people that stayed last time, they saw cars floating down their street and stuff, and they had to be rescued and all that. So almost all those people have said, we're hitting the road, we're gone.
Well, to put it in perspective, and I didn't understand until this weekend until I saw the devastation in pictures. This Pinellas County, you're talking about Tampa, kind of adjoining it, but up to the right, to the northeast of it, is Pasco County, where the Bellamy brothers live. It was like gone,
right.
And it's about to hit it again.
Yeah, so it's just hard to say. You know, I've got no people that are going to ride it out again, and I don't know. Some people just don't have a choice, you know. But they're going to, like, for example, in St. Petersburg, they're cutting off the sewage system at some point tonight. And because last time they didn't.
Oh, it gets in the water.
A million gallons worth of sewage into the bayou there.
Yeah.
So they're going to, you know, you won't be able to flush the toilet and you won't be able to take a shower, you know, till further notice. And then the power sometimes goes off anyway, and it's going to go. So, you know, you don't need to be staying there, you know, for any reason, but some will. Some will. The storm surge. Again, most people don't have any understanding of that. Even people down there don't quite understand it. But if you're standing still on the beach, okay, and you're 5 feet tall, imagine that all of a sudden that water's going to start rising, like if the tide's coming in. People understand that. Tide comes in, it might be up to your ankles or something. Well, this would be 5 feet above your head. So that goes in for a quarter of a mile maybe, water of some depth, and that's what really causes a lot of damage. Now, when you start going further to the east, which this storm is going to do, you run into all the theme parks. You run into Legoland first. They're closed Wednesday and Thursday. Then you run into Disney World. Disney is not closing, and they're getting a little bit of heat about
nuts.
That.
I mean,
yeah, they're not closing. So,
well, I mean, they're not closing the hotels, but they got to close the theme park when that hurricane. It will be a hurricane.
Well, they didn't want to say that. They wanted to probably get the money that they're going to get today. Today is a regular day.
Stay here safely.
But even then, they can't close the hotels and things because you got people there that are there, and so you know you can't. Where are you going to send them? They're going to send them out into the grass. No, so you're going to have to keep them in the hotel, and you have to keep employees in the hotel, and they're just going to have to hunker down there, and they'll be okay in those big concrete structures. I think it'll be a Category 1 when it gets to Disney World, but there could be flooding, and now they say that the fact that this hurricane is slowing down, it'll have a little less wind, relatively speaking, but it'll have more rain. So they're thinking a foot of rain in many of these places, and that would flood parts of Disney World and, you know, the Orlando Airport and whatever else. And then obviously a lot of tree damage and things like that as it exits out over about a 24-hour period from start to finish in Florida. So they said in the last 5 years, flood and home insurance prices have gone up 400%.
Yep.
And that's ugly. 400%. If you're trying to have a condo, I know somebody that has rental property in Destin, which is not going to be damaged by this, but the whole state has to pay. Doesn't matter, you know, who gets hit. The whole state pays, whole country pays for that matter, but certainly the state does. They think the damage at the worst case scenario is $35 billion from this Milton if it hits with all the fury that's advertised.
By the way, the only way in America now that you can buy flood and wind insurance is through the federal government. Now, people like State Farm will sell it, but it's all backed by the government. It's just so bad.
It's expensive, too.
Yes, sir.
I thought it might be pennies on the dollar.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. It's high. It's expensive. Let's see here. Also, people are not migrating to Florida like they used to. They said that Tampa, down 10%. The supply is up 58%, but the demand is down 10%. So you don't hear that too much in the Sun Belt, that people are coming in a less manner. But they're seeing what happens during hurricane time and saying, well, you know, I don't know. But the rich people still go over there on the East Coast, you know, whoever you are that's rich. You know, like Nick Saban, for example, had bought his $10 million home there at Jupiter. And they're way overdue for a hurricane. That part of Florida, way overdue. But they haven't had one since Andrew came in low.
Well, as,
there,
as,
you know, below Miami.
As many hurricanes that have kind of gone ashore, even on the west side of Florida, you know, where Tampa is, they haven't had a major hurricane in over 110 years. And this growth you mentioned that may have started to slow down a little. I mean, Tampa and St. Petersburg is growing faster than you clock with a radar gun. I saw a picture yesterday, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Of that god-awful stadium, the baseball stadium, Tropicana Field.
Oh, it's terrible.
So,
yeah.
So you come over the big sky bridge or whatever it's called from Tampa to St. Petersburg. So right there on the bay, and then there you have the Gulf of Mexico. That's the official major evacuation area. It was wall-to-wall cots. I don't know how many people probably have to walk on cots to put people there, and all I could think of was Superdome.
Oh yeah, if it
because that roof
like
is going to leak, man, it's going to leak.
It's right there near the water, so I don't know how all that's going to go. Let's wish them well because it's a pretty ugly situation.
Now the Tuesday morning page 2 of the Jimmy Carter Report.
Republican leaders in North Carolina are calling out conspiracy theories. Boy, there have been a lot of them. I listened to that yesterday, too, all these different ones. And then you have someone who's got some sense, who's non-political, to explain to you what some of this stuff is about. Yes, FEMA was late to the game, no doubt about that. And if it wasn't for some of these church groups and some of that, it would have been, you know, much worse. But they really helped out a lot of people and did it very quickly. FEMA was slow coming in, but they're there. And then they're saying they're blocking people doing this and blocking people doing that. It's just a bad situation up there. Some of this stuff is people not getting the right directions, and then they've got bloodhounds that are trying to find bodies, and they don't want people to go in certain areas. They're doing a grid so they can go over the whole area and make sure everything got searched before they let people back in, because they've got to do body recovery. They're at 200 and something deaths now, and they think once they restore communications and do some recovery, this death toll is going to be around 500. There are that many people that are just out there dead somewhere, and they don't really know where they are, and it's just a horrible, horrible, uniquely horrible situation up there in the mountain. The HBO documentary Money Electric starts today. This is about Bitcoin. It's called The Bitcoin Mystery, for those of you that care about such a things. Amazon Prime, their big Prime big deal days start in the morning at 2:01, I believe, Central Time. And it's got all kinds of deals on electronics and everything else. So you're supposed to really be, you can go to the Wall Street Journal, has a little bit of tips about what's going to be in there. The robo-taxi from Tesla starts on Thursday. Didn't say what city it's going to start, but it did say it's going to start. Back to the foods. I had fun with this one yesterday because I think it was fun to hear. The foods that we don't do anymore. Tang.
Oh, I miss Tang.
I don't know that maybe I had it once. I don't remember anything about it. I remember
don't
what
laugh,
it was.
Bob.
I don't think my family ever got Tang. Did you ever do Tang?
Oh yeah.
Used to.
Grew up on it, man. That's what the astronauts
really?
Get.
That's right.
Freeze-dried, man.
That's what my nana would give me, Tang.
Yeah.
That's about like freeze. Did you ever taste freeze-dried ice cream?
Oh, yeah. They still have that, like at the fair.
Sure. Used to pack that in when you'd backpack. You know, it'd be part of the dessert. And I love
it. Well, all right. How about fruitcake?
Collin Street. Is that it, Bob? The
Collin Street Bakery.
Yeah.
Claxton, old.
Claxton, that's out of Georgia. I didn't know y'all got Claxton.
Oh, it's all over the country, but the big one here.
Of course, Cannon Waco has one too.
Yeah,
you're supposed to pour whiskey on it to make it eatable most of the time.
I never thought of that. Now I'm gonna have to try that.
Oh yeah, they used to drench it in booze.
No, I know. Doesn't help. Doesn't?
Help.
I don't think. Well, I don't like whiskey that much. So.
All right, I never had. I've lived such a sheltered life. I promise you. Ovaltine.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
That's the thing where you put just chocolate. I think it was like an imitation chocolate or something that they would stir in milk, maybe.
That's it.
Yeah, it was
hot or cold milk.
Yeah, my childhood. It's okay, But what you really wanted was Nestle's Quick. It was just sweeter and better. You know, a lot more
sugar. I think I did Nestle's Quick, but I don't think we ever did Ovaltine. They had a lot of commercials.
Yeah, it was too too healthy.
Nesquik.
Pickled
herring. Never had pickled herring.
Oh, no. Pickled herring sounds like something I go at the golf course.
This sounds bad. Succotash. Never liked succotash.
That just reminds me of Daffy Duck.
That's corn and lima beans.
Suffering succotash.
Succotash, yeah.
All right.
Now, here's one. I swear I just spit everywhere. I've not lived a normal life.
Thanks, Bob.
Ice cream. I never did this, and everybody else did. Maybe I tried it one time, and I hated it. Ice cream sodas.
Oh, yeah. Well, you put Coke in your ice cream.
A scoop of ice cream in a Coke.
Oh, right. Yeah. Done that many times.
You like?
Sure.
Jimmy.
All kinds of variations. Root beer float?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You have been deprived, and I knew you were depraved, but now you're deprived.
I just liked a few things. Like, when everybody was doing that, I'd have a banana split.
I've had very few banana splits. How about peanuts in your Coke?
No, I didn't like that either. Now, at church, we did something that was really crazy. I don't know who dreamed this up. All right, you get a Coke bottle, all right? They would pour... they'd go over where the women were fixing coffee, and they would pour sugar down in the Coke. Have you ever seen what that does?
Mm-mm.
Or used to. It would bubble over like it was a radiator boiling over.
What's that deal where you put like a quarter into a Coke and it eats a quarter up or something?
Well, yeah.
Supposedly on that.
You can put Mentos.
I don't know if that's still true or not, but back when those were, I guess when they were doing the original formula and, there you go. You could put pure sugar, just pour sugar in there. We drink that, and no wonder some people have diabetes today.
So
but that's the food you don't eat. Throw your banana splits. You don't like banana split, or you just never had access to one?
No, I used to have. They're all right. Why mess up the ice cream with a banana,
Banana and all that stuff. Now, I like that a lot. I still go to Baskin and Robbins about once a year and do that.
Jimmy has a sweet tooth.
No, I don't really. Ted does. Ted's got a big sweet tooth. And he's not able to do it anymore, but I kind of control mine. I don't eat chocolates. I don't have a big chocolate thing.
That's where I fail.
Hey, to give you the different fruitcake lesson, I looked it up while we were talking. A Claxton fruitcake out of Claxton, Georgia on Amazon is $22.95. A Collins Street Bakery fruitcake is $58.40.
Come on. So don't throw that away when you get it for Christmas.
There you go.
Regifted.
Well, that used to be a big gift that I guess lawyers and people like that would give to their clients or things like that. A Claxton fruitcake. I remember that for sure.
In that little tin.
We never ate it. The kids weren't given any.
Well, my mother used to bake them and give them at Christmas. And she'd baked it differently with that date bar mix, and it was actually somewhat edible. But I kept telling her, at the time I was 2 years old till she died, I said, Mom, people don't want this crap. Oh, no, they love it. No, they're telling you that.
When you went to their house and it was still there, that's how they're telling you.
Well, I knew that it had been soaked in whiskey, so when they weren't around, I'd go over there and just try to eat the scrap.
There you go, Jimmy. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. That's just to have that little taste, that's all I got. But there you go. Well,
Jimmy, you have a great Tuesday.
Fruitcake, and y'all have a great day.
You too. Jimmy Carter, every morning, thanks to Precision Camera and Video, Schwertner Farm and Ranch, and Prime Bank of Texas. Make every stage of your life prime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.